I felt a subtle upsurge in energy when creating the golden pranic triangle flow in my body. I work with people with all kinds of illnesses and injuries, so I never know what's coming in the door next. Hopefully this skill will help support my own organs in my work. I have some questions though. Do you visualize bringing the prana initially into the spleen and then through the triangle from there? If you create the golden pranic triangle flow, do you still need to bring prana into that certain organ of yours that's rather vulnerable as per the etheric aura containment exercise? Or will the golden pranic triangle cover that organ anyway? Do you visualize the flow of prana as an ongoing stream during your treatment and then turn it off afterwards? Thanks.
Yes, start running the prana into your spleen chakra, then up to the left ventricle of the heart, then down to the pancreas, and back over to the spleen. I usually trace that flow 3 or 4 times and really activate it, get it running. I would still use etheric containment for any organs of yours that are less vibrant, as well as using etheric containment to avoid matching whatever organs are compromised in your client's body based on the case you're working. It may feel like a lot, but these protocols take moments to put into place. Activating these flow states and then releasing them is part of good hygiene. It's like using a clean pair of gloves with each patient a nurse or doctor sees.